The radio, the African voice, it's all about you.
But anyway, today we're speaking about, earlier on I said informational conversations, because I cannot say informational interviews in the same, I forget, like it's something, I'll say information.
But I actually like the terminology that you came up with, we might use that even.
Because you guys taught me that it's not too formal, we must have a conversation. You know,
yes.
So you taught me well. You taught me well. So, what is an information interview? You know, what is it?
Well, basically, you know, the context that we use it is that there are many times that we need information. So, of course, you know, without Google, we won't be anywhere. But we also need ways of really talking to people about their jobs, for example. Mm-hmm. We need to talk to people about, you know, what kind of experience is needed for a specific field, what kind of training programs are available, what they do on a daily basis, the kind of information that you can't, you know, readily get on the internet, for example.
I think it's closing the gaps now that you have done your research from Google or read different sources of information. Closing the gaps with a human experience. You remember last time we spoke that when we were talking about volunteering, that when you are in the field, there are certain things that no book can teach you. Also, even if they are talking about a career of a journalist, we can read a lot of things, but when you really have to talk to someone about, you know, what are the things that are precious or which are challenging, or what does it require? How does one grow? You really need to speak to a human being. You need to speak to somebody in the field.
Now, as I was thinking about it, I was looking at the types of careers people could go to. I mean, when you think about being a teacher, we only imagine somebody standing in front of kids, but we forget that there's a lot more involved than doing that. I mean, even us, putting a three-hour show, it takes us more than 24 hours. You know, we sit there for weeks preparing for just 3 hours, and then, you know, and also, I think because we have this, there's this idealism about people. They think all jobs are glamorous.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's nothing glamorous about radio. You know, it's hard. It's torture sometimes. So, but you do it because you love it. You know, so do you want to find out those things about the job? You know, the hours and what goes on behind the scenes?
Look, it's important to have a realistic idea of what something entails. You know, for example, like you said now, this perception that radio work is very glamorous and all you do the whole day is just sit and talk to people, very nice. But they don't realize the hard work that goes on behind the scenes, or even the kind of routine work, you know, that needs to happen.
And also what Lisa was saying, that having an idea is important, because also remember when you start this conversation, you will be leading this conversation. So you can also don't just go to somebody and say, tell me about what you do. Because normally people will say, you know, my job involves a wide range of things. What is it that you would like to know? Do you want to know about the preparation? Do you want to know about the challenges? So if you could go there and say, you know, something I'm curious about, you know, a lot of people on the radio, when you are listening to them, they look quite interested, they are enjoying. Is it always like that? Does it get boring? Does it get challenging? Does it frustrate you? How do you deal with the frustration out of air?
Okay, so what you're also talking about is that you need to prepare for these conversations. But so it's taking the conversations on a bit more in a formal level, but with the intention of really you know, closing the gaps in terms of the information that you need.
Because I would imagine also when we do go into careers, I think for me, when I see a lot of people, I always say that your personality must go with the kind of job that you want. Because, I mean, today in South Africa, we want the job because of the money. But we forget that your personality might also go with it. I mean, you cannot be a teacher and not like to be with people. You know, I think that would be such torture. Maybe you'll get good money, but it would torture you. So is that also what you want to find out from the person you're talking to?
Yeah, you're trying to. Also, as you meet people from a specific industry or company, you get a feeling for the type of people, you know, that feel comfortable, for example, in terms of doing auditing or in terms of sitting in front of a microphone or, you know, standing in front of a classroom. So it's also to see, you know, do I think I would be able to fit in here?
But also, because there's also a culture within the different industries, you know? Yes. So you also want to see if you will fit into the culture.
Yeah.
But also, you remember, also want us to stay away that you need to fit in. If you don't fit in, how will you overcome the... You know, you will be working with people, but you don't like people. You know, how will you cope with that? Because it's not like everybody must be bubbly when work. you could be quiet and reserved, but you know how to handle people. How will you address them that they feel comfortable, but in your own way? You don't need to get out of your way to be somebody else. So you, with information interview, it gives you time to look at yourself and what will you use in order to cope better in that environment.
It will also help you to identify other options. You know, let's say you are interested in something like journalism. Maybe you're not the best writer in the world, but are there other, you know, fields related to that or other roles at a newspaper, for example, that need somebody that could just do like basic writing? If you're not like the presenter, could it be that you might want to produce something? So it's also helpful to identify options that you don't necessarily read about or see advertised in the newspapers.
That was actually my next question.
Okay.
So now I'll go to the other question now. Now, the importance of an information interview, I guess it's paramount. You know, it's. I think that before you go into something, you must know, have an idea. I'm thinking now somebody wants to go into the Navy or to the Air Force. They would have to now sit with a person and say, but how is it like? So is it that important?
Yes, it is. And you also need to think of these conversations as part of your networking. You're getting to know people within a professional context. They might even in future be valuable in terms of giving you information about possible job opportunities or training opportunities. So you also need to think about approaching this as a professional task.
Because also, you know, when Lisa said that, I think also how you portray yourself, you know, you need to look enthusiastic and energetic, because then this person can look back and say, you know, this is somebody I would like to mentor. You know, because sometimes people even appreciate that they can train other people, they can mentor other people. So you never know what this information interview leads to, as Lisa just said.
Now, going into the actual interview, let's say I'm a third-year communication student, and now I want to go and interview somebody who's a communication practitioner. Now, who do I look for, the CEO or the worker? Because that's also important, yeah. You know, because being a CEO is not the same as being the worker in the, because you're in the same organization, but your responsibilities are too different.
I think you really need to identify the person that would be able to help you with the information that you need. That's one thing. The second thing is that a lot of people are hesitant to do these conversations or interviews due to maybe lack of self-confidence, or you know, they don't feel comfortable to go and talk to new people. So in that case, it would help to speak to somebody, you know, more or less on your level, maybe somebody who graduated last year or who just started at a company, you know. And then the purpose of an interview is always to get who's the next person that I can go and talk to. So this person might then tell you, my supervisor or my CEO would be the best next person to go and talk to.
And I think, Lisa, also because you are practicing when you are talking, you are also practicing your questions and all the things you will go through. But also, like, for example, when you are talking to an intern, it enriches your information so that when you escalate, you are also escalating with the depth. So you are not just going to ask a CEO, do you have internship programs in your company? It's obvious that is a low standard question to ask the CEO.
But what type of questions do you ask? Because if I cannot ask that to the CEO.
But if you have started with an intern, already the intern would have answered that question.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay, and then you go to the next level.
So with the CEO, you might be asking, how did he progress from maybe starting as a junior person to where he is? What would it require? Qualification and experience. Do you see it's on a different level? But issues about internship in this company, you would have cleared it with a junior person or with an intern. So I'm also talking about if you are talking to people on different levels at the same company.
Mm. Now, do you ask them about the pay? Because that might be a very tricky question to ask, you know. But do you say, but how much must be expecting when I get into the field?
You could ask for a range, but there are other ways of doing that research. You know, it's not very often that people will straightforward tell you this is how much I earn. So, you know, you could use, you know, advertisements, for example, to get a range of salaries. Or you could ask the person, would you be able to tell me more or less, you know, in this range, what do you earn? Or what does the average, for example, journalist earn, you know, in their first year of working, something like that. So that's kind of a sensitive topic that you wouldn't necessarily ask a straightforward question.
But isn't it like, okay, but I understand that it's not a good question to ask, but I always wonder why.
But it always comes out, you know, people will, in the conversation, depending, as Lisa said, how you are structuring the questions, if you are talking about career development, you know, what makes you, you know, to be so passionate. Normally people will say, you know, this is not normally a high-paying job, but my interest and my passion makes me survive. And so this person, as they're talking about that, you know, or the status, they will say, you know, being a teacher or being a psychologist, it's not that highly regarded, but I've got passion for helping people, so that's why I will always do this work. My payment is not from the salary, but from the feeling of helping people. So they are saying quite a lot. It's not about the figure, it's also the information.
So in other words, Chifuyo, you're saying that if somebody says that, if they keep saying that, no, it's not a high paying job, you must just know that
Remember, people also have different perceptions of what is highly paid and not highly paid. Yeah. Some people are satisfied with, let's say, 5,000 rand a month. Other people need 50,000. So
yeah, but also if you look at the person, you also say you can also tell that. But this one is, you know, but anyway, it's now 24 minutes after one. You know, we've got a minute left, but I wanted to ask you guys this. Now, when you want to go and have these, what avenues can you start? Let me read this, because Janice wrote it. She says, what avenues can job seekers pursue to obtain an informational interview? That's what she wrote.
Okay, I'll give you, I want to bring it to something that I wanted to talk about, and that is using your social networks, your online social networks to identify people. And the one network that I really want to, I'm not getting paid or anything, but LinkedIn is quite effective in terms of that.
Oh, I'm on LinkedIn too.
Yeah. There's lots of ways that you can do advanced searches for people who work at specific companies. You know, people list their positions, so you'd be able to see this person is maybe at the level that I want to go and talk to. So, you know, use your online social networks to start identifying people.
But isn't that a risk? Because I always get scared because of the things that I write on my social media profile. Mm. That's why it's so guarded. Nobody can go in unless I say you can go in. Because then the person can now Google you.
Yes. We will talk about that, I think, in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. Okay.
About the social networks. But if we think about LinkedIn, if we want to keep it professional, then that is the one network that I would recommend you could get started with.
Lisa and I were talking earlier before we came here. Remember, in the 21st century, the networking is not because you are my cousin and then I will introduce you to my colleague and I'm also married to this Kosana and this Kosana
owns a company.
A company.
And now you go.
The networking for nowadays is online. So, you know, also the information interview, it needs to start online. Because also if you want to ask this person some personal questions based on their experience, you need to get information online. Their CV, where they have worked, where they started with their career, most of the time is online. So that's why we will talk about online. But I think that that's where we need to be friends with friends online.
And there's nothing wrong with being friends with people that have You know, there's nothing wrong.
Your network starts your with network. People that you know immediately.
Yeah.
But I'm sometimes surprised that even students don't talk to each other.
No.
You know, so you wouldn't bother asking Janice, for example, you know, what does your cousin do? Maybe the cousin works at some other, you know, radio station.
Mm.
So even just when you're studying together, ask people about, you know, who they know and what information they can help you with.
And your lecturer in your field.
Mm.
So have conversation, make an appointment with your lecturer, and you say, you know, I want to come and see you, but the discussion is not going to be about the model.
Mm.
My focus is on this career in communication. Will you be available for that?